But starting us off today is Lorraine Harton from Claustadooley. Good morning, Lorraine. How are you?
Good morning, Danny. How are you?
I am very well, and you are welcome once again to Northside today.
Thanks very much.
Lorraine, you have a degree course taking place, or about to take place, in Claustadooley. Please tell us all about it.
We do, yeah. So this will be the third year of the degree course, and it's a top-up degree. It starts in September. It'll be starting in September 2017. It'll be going on until May 2018. So basically, on the degree course, it's suitable for people who might have a HMD in either journalism or media or advertising marketing, something that's quite similar. Or we also have a lot of mature students who come onto the degree as well, who might have a lot of experience in radio work or TV work or something, or publication work either, but they don't actually have a degree and they'd like to get one. So the type of courses, the type of modules that we do on the degree would be things like digital media journalism, which I actually think teach myself, and that would be for teaching people how to use what's called Mojo kits, that what every journalist uses now. So it's basically showing you how to report, video and edit on your phone. So everything is done on your phone now, which is the way journalism is going. Then we also have more theoretical subjects like new media and persuasion and influence, which is all about how the journalism and media industry works. Then we have a radio production module, which is actually taught in Near FM, which is brilliant because we have the facilities there for the students. And then we also have other modules like sports and media, which is really popular. And then at the end of the year, the students get to do an independent study project, which is basically a practical project of their choice, and it can either be a written publication, a video, or a radio piece. So it's a very practical course, but there's also theoretical modules on it as well.
Yeah, and of course, you know, it has to be pointed out, Lorraine, and it's something that, you know, I have addressed before, is that people who don't even have an interest in broadcasting or media would, in the current climate, they would want to be extremely careful, because whether they know it or not, or whether they realise it or not, everybody is a broadcaster now, because once you go on Facebook, once you go on Twitter, emails, once you commit anything to technology, you're deemed to be broadcasting.
Oh, definitely, yeah. And that's why it is so important that not only just to have the skills to be able to do that, but just to have the knowledge and be aware of that and know what's okay to film, what's okay to publish and what's not okay, and what could actually maybe get you into a bit of trouble. And things like copyright as well, we would cover a lot of that. So as you say, because we all have mobile phones now, we use them so much, it is something that people really need to be aware of, because we are all, in a way, we're all journalists, we're all citizen journalists, you could say. Anytime you take a video of something, anytime you take a picture of something and you upload it to the internet, which is public, you're technically, you could be called a citizen journalist then. And we cover that a lot in our course. So it is really important that people are aware of that, as you say, whether they're actually interested in learning the skills or not. It's always good to have these skills, but it is really important to have the awareness as well.
Yes, indeed. And more so, I would think, to be familiar with the Defamation Act, what you can and can't say, because it could land you in a whole world of hurt if you weren't familiar with that.
Definitely. That's something that I know Kieran and Elaine in the radio production course there in Near FM, they cover that a lot, and we would also cover it in persuasion and influence and new media as well. So yeah, that's really important, especially now on the internet where people kind of feel like they can say anything they want, but of course you can't, just because you're putting it up on what you think is a private site, it's actually technically public. So everybody really needs to be aware of that.
Excellent. Did I hear a little bit of a tie-up with the University of Wolverhampton as well?
Yes, yeah. So the degree is in conjunction with the University of Wolverhampton. So it's Claustadooley College for Further Education and the University of Wolverhampton. So we're linked up with them. So at the end of the year, your degree is actually awarded to you by the University of Wolverhampton. And at the start of the year, we have reps from the University of Wolverhampton, and we have our contact tutors from the journalism course in Wolverhampton. They come over, they introduce themselves to the students, they tell them about the University of Wolverhampton system, because they're technically Wolverhampton students now. And they also have access to all of the facilities that the University of Wolverhampton would have access to, which is brilliant, because it's one of the biggest universities in England. They have something like 40,000 students overall, so they've really good library facilities, online facilities, tutorial help, anything really, anything that you could think of, they will have access to that, like any other university. So it's great that we have that option for them.
And Lorraine, maybe, I don't know, can you answer this question, but I'll chance me harm anyway. How did the tie-up between Kailash Na Dúlaoga and Wolverhampton come about?
Well, there's always been a link there with some other courses. So the first one would have been with film and media. So our first degree that we would have started here would have been with film and media, and that was through the University of Wolverhampton. And then after that, then there was some talks about other courses that we felt would be suitable for a degree, and animation came out of that, and then journalism came out there just last year. So we had that kind of informal, we always had an informal link with the University of Wolverhampton, that a lot of our students for years, for the last 20, 30 years, have been going over to, they would do 2 or 3 years here and get their diploma, and then they'd go over to Wolverhampton and they'd sort of automatically get a place in their system. We had this sort of informal link with them. And then we just decided, why don't we just make it a formal link now, and instead of the students having to go all the way over to England, which, you know, costs a lot of money, you're talking around €10,000, and then a lot of people don't want to leave Dublin for a year, wherever they're from for a year. They want to actually stay in Dublin and stay at home if they can. So it saves them a lot of money, and it means they don't have to be going abroad for a year. So it's great. It really is great to have that option there, but to also have the link with the university too.
It sounds an absolutely fantastic opportunity and a fantastic service to have to be able to team up with them like that. Lorraine, did I see a little piece of paperwork flying around our offices yesterday in relation to upcoming people from Kailash Na Dúlaoga coming in to do a little broadcast here at Near FM?
Yes, so in 2 weeks' time, I think it is, on your radio week, we always have a Kailash Na Dúlaoga radio week where we showcase work from Kailash Na Dúlaoga students. So we will be playing work from our current journalism degree students, which would be great. We're going to have, I think, around an hour or so of the documentaries that they made on the course this year. And then I think some of the students are actually coming in, and myself coming into the studio to talk about it. So that'll be a really good chance as well for people to listen to the type of work that gets produced in the course, and then to listen to the students talk about the process as well, and the ideas and how they actually went about making it. So that should be really interesting for anybody who's in has an interest in doing the course.
Yeah, I was actually involved in one or two of those programs last year myself, and I have to say the standard was exceptionally high. I mean, they really are top of the range. Lorraine, yeah, for anybody listening who wants to become involved and who wants to partake in that course, how do they go about it?
Yep, so if you're interested at all, you go onto the Kailash Na Dúlaoga website. On the Kailash Na Dúlaoga website, you'll see the degree section. Click on the journalism degree section, and that will automatically bring you into the University of Wolverhampton website. And once you do that, it'll automatically bring you to the link to apply. So it's a very short application form that you fill in. Once that's filled in, we'll get it here, and we'll tell you when you'll be brought in for an interview then. We're hoping to hold interviews probably the last week in May. So it'll be in the last week of May. So if anybody is interested, it would be great to apply soon so that we can have a look over your CV and why you're interested, and then we'll bring you in at the end of May. So it's on the Kailash Na Dúlaoga website. You'll see it'll say journalism degree. That will bring you into the Wolverhampton website. And if anybody has any problems, they can just email me. So my name is Lorraine Harton. So my email address is lharton, H-A-R-T-O-N, at cdcfe.com. If you have any problems with the application, just email me and I can give you a ring back, and I can talk you through the process then over the phone.
And for anybody who didn't get those details, we will be podcasting this interview with Lorraine, and you can go on the Near FM website and you will get all the details again. Lorraine, I have no doubt you'll have a full house, and I wish you well with your new degree course, and thank you so much for joining us on Northside today.
Great. Thanks so much, Johnny. Thank you.
Bye-bye now, Lorraine. Bye-bye. Well, there you go, folks. That's Lorraine Harton from Kailash Na Dúlaoga, our neighbours up the road. And it really is fantastic when you hear of situations like that where they're hooked up with a university in Wolverhampton who really can open up such a huge spectrum for anybody interested in journalism. And, you know, I would highly recommend to anybody, even if you're not going to pursue a career, that you equate yourself with the rules and regulations surrounding broadcasting, because as we were discussing there with Lorraine, everybody's a broadcaster, whether they like it or not. If you're up on Facebook, if you're on Twitter, if you're emailing, any other forms of communication, once you say it, it's there. And don't be labouring under the misapprehension that if you delete it, it's gone. There's a digital print there forever, folks, so just remember that.